Well, happy Merry Christmas Eve to all of you. Just a couple of notes in our service tonight that we will skip hymn number 373, See Amid the Winter Snow, and we will go right into What Child Is This? Also, as we sing Silent Night to Candlelight, we will sing the three verses in English, and then you are welcome to open up your hymnals to 363 and sing it in German, one verse, the first verse. And the German is next to it if you don't know it. I don't speak German, so I won't sing with you. With that, let us sing our opening hymn, the first Noel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When all was still and it was midnight, your almighty word, O Lord, descended from the royal throne. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds him in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. When all was still and it was midnight, your almighty word, O Lord, descended from the royal throne. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O God, you make this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our Old Testament reading today comes from Isaiah chapter 9, beginning with the second verse. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nations. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulders, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in the battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things.
Our epistle tonight comes from Titus chapter 2, beginning with the 11th verse. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, who are zealous for good works. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. Glory be to thee, O Lord. In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinus was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and His Son our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's Christmas Eve. And on Christmas Eve, we look our best. We don't just wear anything to church. Maybe it was an outfit we picked out years ago. Or maybe it was just a few weeks ago. Or maybe it's something that Mom laid out for us. Or maybe it's another version of dress pants that I've seen more often in Colorado than anywhere else. Blue jeans. But even those can look well. And it's important that we look our best. Especially if there's a trip to Grandma's, probably tomorrow and not now. Or maybe there's a family get-together, or maybe you'll go out to dinner late tomorrow night if there's any restaurants still open. And through it all, pictures will be taken, a few gifts will be exchanged, and Lord willing, some great memories will be made. Because you see, tonight is a big night. And on the big nights, the important nights, we make sure to. And may I say, like I said at the earlier service at 6 o'clock tonight, you guys look amazing. You look good. Tonight's a big night, not just because of the festivities you've got planned, or maybe that there's a new pair of pajamas that awaits you under the Christmas tree. Tonight is a big night, the most amazing of nights, because tonight we watch and wait for that great exchange to begin. This time of the year, that word exchange can conjure up many meanings, and it probably takes us to exchanging gifts, maybe at Target or maybe at Walmart, taking that gift receipt and saying, I didn't really want this. But there's not an exchange of gifts like we think of it happening tonight, but exchange between God and man. Tonight, God takes on our flesh. Tonight, God becomes incarnate, wrapped in skin and blood and bone and flesh. And He takes on human form. But more than merely taking on our flesh, as if that wasn't enough, in the birth of Jesus Christ, God takes on our position in creation. And what's that position? It's one of weakness, one of vulnerability, of exposure to the elements of a sin-soaked and violent world. Tonight, God is robed in flesh, born naked and small and offered to the elements, given over to everything from a cold wind whipping through Bethlehem to the hurt and heartache that comes with living in close proximity to you and me, the utterly depraved. But don't forget, this is an exchange. God isn't the only one gaining new garments. The prophet Isaiah, who spoke on our behalf, on God's behalf, I'm sorry, some long time ago, said that the year of the Lord's favor has come. In Luke chapter 4, he reads those words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then he sits down and he says, in a way that makes your jaw drop or the mic drop, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And Jesus couldn't have been any clearer. He is the one foretold by Isaiah, the one who is bringing God's greatest blessing to mankind. But let's get back to that great exchange. The prophet Isaiah goes into beautiful detail about this year of the Lord's favor. He says later on in verse 10 of chapter 61, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness." Do you see it? Do you hear it? This is what makes Christmas Eve so incredible. Isaiah is telling us, those of us who believe in Jesus, the ones he's bringing this good news to, this extravagant blessing, that we're going to get this whole new wardrobe by getting new clothes for Christmas. Those who belong to Jesus will be covered from head to toe, because that's how robes work. I have one on now. I didn't mean to do that. I apologize to all of you who had to hear that. Don't touch your sleeve, Pastor. We are being robed in a righteous, a goodness that we haven't earned. And then God looks at those who receive this Messiah, this Jesus, and he will no longer see their evil deeds, their terrible choices, or their countless times when they've rejected him or even failed him. He won't see none of it. God will only see our goodness. Talk about looking your best. That exchange begins tonight. Jesus takes on your humanity, your flesh and blood, along with your heartache, your hardship, and even your death. He will remain faithful to you. He will reject every expression of sin in you and live perfectly in your place. He will confront death and wring out death in his own flesh and blood on the cross. And he will rise out of his tomb, declaring that your tomb has been totaled and that death has been total for all those who belong to him, for death has been defeated. He will take your place, and he will wrap you in salvation and a goodness that you didn't earn. He will take what rightly belongs to him, and he will graciously bestow it upon you. He already has. And the only thing that will be left to do is to marvel at your new wardrobe and to give God thanks, because it is the year of the Lord's favor. And that all begins tonight with the baby born in Bethlehem. But let's go a little bit further. In the Old Testament, Moses was given instructions for the tabernacle and the garments of the priest. The priest in that tabernacle, in some sense, they were the embodied presence of God. There I go again. Maybe that'll stop it. In Exodus, Moses tells us that sewn into this priestly garment, onto the breastplate, were 12 different pieces of precious stones, one for each of the tribes of Israel. And the names were inscribed on them. And the purpose of this was beautiful and personal. Whenever Aaron enters into that holy place, he will bear the names of the sons of Israel over his heart on the breastpiece as a continuing memorial to the Lord. Think about that. Each time the priest entered the tabernacle and ministered in God's presence, the names of God's people would be there on the priest's heart and before God's eyes, etched in beautiful stone. We are told in the New Testament that the one being born tonight is the greatest of the high priests, greater than Aaron and even greater than Moses. And in his incarnation, we have God once again dwelling with man. Jesus Christ is both the ultimate expression of the tabernacle and its priest. But this time, the clothes of the priest are different. Rather than wearing fine linen and exquisite jewels, this high priest is wearing flesh and blood. The tent of God and the clothes of the priest are human flesh and bone. And that's because this tabernacle and great high priest has come not to adorn himself in jewels, but to make us the jewels. He has come to take our place and earn for us holy garments. When Aaron stood before the Father with the names of God's people written beautifully over his heart, Jesus will show us God's heart. And he will live and die and rise so that we forgiven. As diamonds and as rubies, ourselves as sapphires shine holiness we haven't earned but desperately need. Yes, even you. You are a jewel shining in the light of Christ's holiness. Tonight's a big night, not just because of the festivities you've got planned or the new wardrobe that waits you underneath your Christmas or in the presents that you will be receiving from each other. Tonight is a big night, the most amazing of nights, because tonight we watch and wait for the incredible exchange to begin. Tonight, God himself takes our place and is robed in our flesh to take on our plight and to be our tabernacle and our priest. And in exchange, we receive, you receive, the greatest gift of all. It's incredible, it's invaluable. They are beautiful garments of grace. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, what sins you've committed, or what doubts you carry, or issues you have, this Jesus has come for you. And this exchange he makes is for you. Wear what he offers to you with joy. And know that from now on, in the eyes of God the Father, you look amazing, robed in his righteousness, in his garment of salvation, in his robe. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God Almighty, on this most holy night, we come before you in awe at the wonder and majesty of the Incarnation. Thank you for clothing yourself in our flesh and clothing us in your robe of righteousness. The Savior of the nations has come, and with joy we greet our newborn King. Let the proclamation of his birth sound forth throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you sent an angel to reveal to Joseph that the child in Mary's womb was your own, preserving their marriage and family. Preserve our homes also by your holy word. Fill them with your grace that husbands and wives, parents and children may live in peace and love with one another. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, the one born in Bethlehem is the Son of David and the Lord of David, to whom every knee shall bow. Look upon those you have placed in authority and grant that they would govern in wisdom and justice. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you love us and sent your Son to be the conciliation for our sins. Strengthen us to love one another as you have mercy upon all who are poor and troubled. So perfect your love in us, so perfect your love in us, that we would gladly be your instruments of help in time of need. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. O Almighty Father, we know your mercies are new every morning, and we give thanks for another year of life together for the marriage of Randy and Janine. Father, you promised to be with them always in their marriage, and so we ask you to keep them open to receive always more of your love, that their love for each other may never grow weary, but deepen and grow through every joy and sorrow shared. Lord, in your mercy, giver and preserver of life, your Son came to save us from sin and its curse. Hear the pleas of all who call to you for mercy, especially Lucille, John, Merlin, Norma, Charlene, Rose, Henrietta, David, and Jane. Deliver them from their affliction according to your will, and work in them steadfast faith to cling to the life they have in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty Father, guard in safety all emergency workers and those whose vocations keep them from their families for our well-being this evening. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Lord, you promised the virgin-born Son to reluctant King Ahaz, and in the fullness of time the Word became flesh. Open our hearts and strengthen our faith gladly to receive your Son in the signs where he is present, in the Holy Word and sacraments. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you have given your Son, born of Mary, to be the Savior. Send your Holy Spirit and abide with us, that we may confess him and remain in your love until he comes again in glory. For he lives and reigns with you and the same Holy Spirit, one God, now and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love the Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing, in holy, infant, lowly, for his bed a cattle stall, oxen lowing, little knowing, Christ the child is Lord of all. Swiftly winging, angels singing, bells are ringing, tidings bringing, Christ the child is Lord of all. Christ the child is Lord of all. Flocks were sleeping, shepherds keeping. vigil till the morning dew. Saw the glory, heard the story, tidings of the gospel true. Thus rejoicing, free from sorrows, praises voicing, greet the morrow. Christ the child was born for you. Christ the child was born for you. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which has been given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which has been shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, bless, strengthen, and preserve you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace, your sins are forgiven, and he has clothed you with his righteousness. Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. And just as a reminder to all of you that have not, don't know the German words, hymn number 363.
And you've been listening to the Christmas Eve service from Trinity Lutheran Church in Pueblo with Pastor Bob Hauter. Thank you for listening here on KSPK-FM, Walsenburg, Trinidad, Pueblo, and Colorado Springs, and on KSBK-FM, Blanca, Alamosa, Monta Vista, Del Norte, and South Fork. We now take you to Horizon Christian Fellowship in Littleton for their Christmas Eve service with Pastor Lonnie Trujillo.
So if you guys wouldn't mind, would you scoot in if there's any empty seats in the middle? Just scoot in from the end into the middle. That'll be able to accommodate people coming in. And ushers, start seating people so that they know where there's seats, please. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. We welcome you here to Horizon. And